the longest-running VJ on Much Music and Much More Music, Bill Wilichka, known for his iconic interviews with Madonna and the Tragically Hip, is visiting Newmarket tomorrow for the release of his new memoir. Wilichka is signing copies of his new book, A Happy Has Been, Exciting Times and Lessons Learned by One of Canada's Foremost Entertainment Journalists, at Chapters at 17440 Yonge Street, on Thursday, April 18, from noon to 2 p.m. I did my career backward, said Wilichka. I started on a major TV station broadcasted across Canada. It was in a huge market and I stepped away from it. I explain why in the book and I eventually found myself in a smaller market broadcasting to a local audience. Wilichka was a mainstay on Much Music from 1992 to 2005. The channel was known for its new and popular music videos, as well as thought-provoking interviews with musicians and actors alike. He was a video jockey, or VJs as they were called. He enjoyed interviewing Robert Smith of The Cure, Led Zeppelin, and Mick Jagger. He remembers wearing buttons and patches, purchasing posters, and listening to albums of his favorite bands and then found it surreal to interview them years later. I had a patch of Ozzy on my jean jacket in grade 10, said Wilichka. Years later I'm on his private jet following him around for 3 days doing an interview for a one-hour special. He is now music director for 96.3 Big FM and 104.3 Fresh Radio in Kingston, part of Chorus Entertainment. I am the happiest I have been now, in a smaller market, to a small audience than I was in Toronto on this national level, said Wilichka. Friends and acquaintances of Wilichka told him he should write a book. He didn't consider it much until he started appearing on podcasts with hosts interested in his career. They wanted to know about Much, my career, pop culture, music, where music is today, and get my take on things and my opinion, said Wilichka. All these stories started coming out. The more I was doing these podcasts, the more I was writing these stories down so I wouldn't forget because they would pop into my head. I realized I hadn't had memories of some of these things for years. I didn't want to forget them. Wilichka, aged in his mid-50s, admits there was a time when he tried to ignore and move away from his Much Music fame, but he later realized it was a part of who he was and now embraces it. At least once a week, for years, I'd get people recognizing me from those days. I don't shy away from it, he said. There was a time I wanted to reinvent myself. I didn't want to be known as only a music journalist. I tried to get away from it, but I have since learned to embrace it and be grateful for it. Those were amazing days. Wilichka had the opportunity to interview musicians who had an impact but are no longer here. He met Johnny Cash, Prince, and Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip. It puts a lot of things in perspective and it makes you appreciate an artist, music, and contributions, sadly, more after they're dead, said Wilichka. That leads me into the book Why I Tell My Friends and Family I Love Them Almost Every Day. He has ties to the area, as he lived in Thornhill for a while growing, before his mother moved them to the Barrie area where he attended high school. His novel is available now. More information can be found on his website. Partial proceeds from the book are being donated to the White Ribbon Campaign and various women's shelters, including Belinda's Place Shelter in Newmarket. With files from Sean Gibson.